What are you cheating for?
I'm not cheating.
What are you doing?
Nothing. You love me, innit?
I don't trust you.
Trust me with what?
You don't trust women.
Never.
At all.
Never. Love them, but don't trust them.
Yeah.
Provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
Give them attention.
That's it.
Don't trust them.
Are you ready to start?
I've started.
Have you?
Yeah.
I didn't put no lip gloss on.
You watch that.
My lips are dry.
Do you wanna do it?
Should I give you some?
Man, you can give us some lip gloss.
I'll give you gloss.
I'm coming.
Come, let me gloss you.
Yeah, so it's good to have you guys, man. You guys have been with us on Facebook Live a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Had quite a lot of views. Because we know how to break it down.
That's it.
The whole marriage thing, you know.
That's it.
you guys have got some interesting experience. So it's a pleasure to have you on, man. We just wanted to talk about this whole issue of relationships and marriage and where God features in it.
Hmm.
But from your perspective, how long have you been married?
Well, what do you want me to answer? You put me on the test. August 24th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See? August 24th this year, we'll be married 15 years.
15, mate.
15 years.
Does it feel like a long time?
Yeah, no.
I think so. I feel like it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
feels like ages. It does.
Yeah.
For real.
It does.
Is that good ages or bad ages?
No, not bad ages.
I'm joking. It's just... You're not going to blow him up on camera.
I think it's for me, it's both. Depending on how I look at it, time seems to have flown by, and then others, yeah, it's like, that's a while, it's been a while.
Mm. Yeah, telling people 15 years, it just sounds long.
You know why? Because you don't look it. You don't look like you've been married 15 years.
Mm.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Well, maybe you.
Thanks.
When the food is good, you're just happy forever. You
know? That's it. That's it. We'll give you the secrets in a minute.
So how many children do you have?
Three children.
Yeah, three wonderful kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Micah.
Yeah.
Who's 13.
Mm.
Mikkel, who's 11. And Marcel, who literally just turned 9.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days ago.
Define marriage according to the deities.
Ah, goodness. Marriage is sweat. Oh, man. According to me.
What is marriage?
What is marriage? Boy, I see marriage as two individuals who have decided to come together to share their life experiences and to be together. To continue to share. So you're not just sharing the moment. You share your past. Obviously, you share your present. But you're also prepared to, together, share your future. Whatever that future may be. And it's a decision. I say it's a decision because, you know, it's something that two people choose to do. Or should choose to do. And then marriage in and of itself is about sticking to that decision. And then whatever else, you know, whatever comes through over the years. But it's hard to define it. You can't define it in one word.
Well, this is really. Well, this is the thing. I mean, do you have that in your head? Is any of what you just said in your head when you're walking down the aisle or when you become engaged or when you're in a relationship or when you're moving to that stage of contemplating marriage? What you said, any of that in your mind or heart at the time?
For me, when I think back, to be honest, I don't think most of it was, but I did decide, I did know that if I choose to make that decision, then that's it. It's final. There's no if, buts or maybes.
But you had no idea.
You have no idea what it's all about like what it entails, and do you know what I mean? It's like people can tell you from their experiences, but no two experiences are the same. They will always be similar, but never the same.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So for me, I just don't think most people think about all those things. And even if you do, no matter how much you do think on it, it will never be as you thought it was.
Yeah. I think for me, I agree with that. I would say I had very much in my mind that, because marriage was something that I thought about before I contemplated the relationship in the first place. Because I wasn't really about to get into a relationship and not be thinking that if all goes well, then what kind of thing. So marriage was always in the back of my mind that going into a relationship, that was the possible outcome of that relationship. So for me, it was always, the long term was always in my mind. Mm. But so for me, the commitment, obviously, when I knew that I wanted to marry you, at that point, I was thinking, oh my days, you know, marriage is this commitment and blah, blah, blah. Am I ready for that? Am I prepared to, you know what I mean? To commit to the long term, because I'm not about to just, you know, take it lightly, you know. But what the experiences and stuff that, like you're saying, the spirit experiences that we have been through these past 15 years, you can never know that you're going to go through these. You know, some will tell you, like you're saying, from their experiences that, you know, there'll be times when you feel like this and times when you feel like that. But when you go through them yourself, the way you go through will always be different to somebody else's experience. Mm. And you can never really think, you can never know about those things. Mm.
Just have to decide and stick to your decision. That's and it. No matter what happens, decide that I'm going to stick this out, I'm going to work through it, and this is it. It's just final. There's no, well, I can just end it and choose someone else. It's no. Mm. It's, this is it, one person, and we're going to do this no matter what happens.
Yeah.
I think that's the decision. Obviously, if things happen, you know.
Certain things, like certain abuse things, and stuff like that. Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
You get me. So, but just, I don't know. I think marriage is just about having that final decision. Just saying, I'm just going to stick it out. It's just all about sticking it out.
I think in saying that, looking at it, I think marriage is making the decision to spend the rest of your life with somebody who you have, you know, met. And then the rest of it is about making decisions to honor that decision.
Mm.
If you see what I'm saying, because you go through stuff and then you have to make decisions.
Mm.
But the decision should always be to honor that first decision of marriage, of it's me and you now for the rest of our life. Do you know what I mean? Kind of thing. And you know, you go through a lot. That's going to test your resolve. Mm. But you know, you need to make decisions to enforce that first decision that this is it, this is, you know, we're going to work this out, we're going to work through it. And then try to make that decision a pleasurable one. So, you know, you try to create memories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do stuff, you make your...
You're creating value.
Yeah, you're adding value as much as possible.
Yeah.
Well, this leads on to another question. For you, what is love?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll go first.
For me, I don't think it's an easy question to answer, but I think that love is an act. It's like two things. It's not just it's words and it's emotions. Do you know what I mean? You know, you often hear people say, you know, you say you love me, but how do I know? You know, you need to show me that you love me. So I feel like it's emotions, it's an act of service.
It's
a tough one.
Stop talking rubbish. Start again. What is love?
I'm not good at
it. Say it, you man. You man, it's love. You man, know it's love.
It's an enacted emotion. It's an enact. You're laughing.
Good.
It's an enacted emotion for me.
Yeah.
So if I'm always like, I love you, darling.
Yeah, but it's not enough. Because I read somewhere that you, someone was saying that you sometimes you can hide your actions behind your words.
Mm.
So if someone, you know, like there's, I won't say women and men that will stay with their partner being abused because they stay with them because they think they love them and because they tell them that they love them.
Mm.
You know, so I'm punching you and I'm slamming you against the wall and I'm saying, but I love you. And then you're like, you will say, oh, you know, I can't leave him because, you know, he loves me.
Mm.
Or, you know, as a woman, you would say, I can't leave him, you know, he loves me. And yeah, he tells me every day that he loves me.
They're just following the words, isn't
it? And, you know, he doesn't mean it, you know, what he's doing. He doesn't mean it. I know he loves me because he tells me.
So what's more important, the words or the action?
Well, this is it. So I do believe it's more than just words. You do have to act on it as well as say it.
Yeah, love isn't, like, you know, Carla said, it's an amalgamation of things. It's emotional, it's mental, and physical. And for me, they all have to come together to be expressed properly. It's an expression of what's going on inside. If you can't express it, love can become a curse, I guess. Do you know what I mean? You have to be able to express, and in doing so, those who you're trying to express love to have to be able to interpret what that is. Because
so what does that mean? You've got to speak. You mean it isn't them just receiving love from you? I'm loving you.
This yeah,
is how I love you. Isn't that enough?
It's not enough if they don't realize that that's your expression of love, kind of thing. So you know, I can be doing stuff for you or to you or with you, thinking that I'm showing love, but you're not. That's not how you perceive it. So I think love in its essence both needs to be given, but also in a way needs to be understood and received. Because without it, without that, even though, you know, I might feel like I love you and I'm doing what I think expresses love and you don't really interpret that as love, we don't have love. If you see what I mean.
Mm.
Interesting. You saying you don't have love?
Well, not if she doesn't perceive that I'm loving
it,
her.
Yeah, if so I'm not receiving it.
So she doesn't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Then there isn't any.
Between us.
There's no communication.
Yeah. So you know, she will be.
Because love has to be communicated.
It has to be communicated, but the communication has to be received and understood.
Mm. Otherwise.
Otherwise, for them, love doesn't exist.
Yeah. You don't feel loved.
You don't feel it.
No. So you have to kind of, I mean, the thing is, you could, because the honeymoon phase is not a measure. Like before you get married.
You said something right there, boy. Oh, don't be fooled by 2 weeks. Yeah, honeymoon in Gibraltar or something.
Pre, like, you could be dating for a year.
Yeah.
And I could still call that honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that.
Even like a year, 2 years afterwards, after you get married, it's still a phase where it's still your best foot forward, really. When things start to settle, then.
Because for some strange reason, everything that you, the other person might do, is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Until maybe the first crazy argument,
yeah.
Or maybe you've gone through in that phase, and then you're like, that don't mean nothing to me.
Mm. No, you're right. I mean, it's very. I think when it comes to between two, for example, obviously within our marriage. Because there's been times where, for example, I feel like I'm doing something that expresses love from me. But then every so often we have a conversation, you know, that conversation that, you know, you have as married couple, like that MOT conversation, like how's things going kind of thing.
How's cleaning.
And, you know, she might express that she's not feeling loved in such and such a way. And I'm scratching my head because I'm thinking, but hold on.
I bought the shopping in the house. I packed out the shopping.
What do you mean? Do you know what I mean? But
the room.
So that's what I mean by, like, you know, love has to be understood. Or else, really...
In their language?
Yeah. So yeah, whatever that is.
So doesn't the other person have a duty to kind of read you correctly? Or is it on you to just speak their language?
Yes, you do. But it's still... If it's... If you... Because sometimes you can let the person know or let your partner know, but then sometimes they continue to still do what they're doing, you know, and it's not, I don't know, if you're still not feeling that,
but that you're being loved.
Yeah. You're still not feeling it, then it's still a problem.
I think the onus is on the one loving to make sure that the person receiving is understanding, because if I'm the one doing the talking, there's no point in me talking in a language you don't understand. If I'm literally talking to you, do you know what I mean? There's no point in me speaking to you in fancy, because you don't understand that. So when I'm saying I'm loving you, I have to make sure that I'm loving you in a way that you understand, which then puts an onus on me understanding what, I guess, language you speak when it comes to love. But then you loving me back, the same responsibility lies on you.
Yeah. I think what I'm trying to say before is that I think I have to have a certain amount of patience as well.
With Emmanuel.
But yeah, I mean, I would have to have a certain amount of patience, because if I know that's the way that he shows love, I can't just say, no, I don't want it. Do you know what I mean? Or I'm not accepting that. That's just not my thing. That's his way. So I have to have a certain amount of patience with
him.
That's true. But then if I communicate with you and tell you, you know, that's, I don't really feel that what you're trying to express to me, then obviously then you have to have a certain amount of patience with me and try and communicate it differently according to how, you know, I like it to be done. So I think,
and I think within, even in that, is an expression of love.
Yeah.
By what, being patient, you mean?
No, by adjusting. So you know, if she says, you know, I don't really understand that to be love, kind of thing, for me to adjust the way I communicate to her is also an expression of love, kind of thing. In that aspect, also means that we can be who we are within our four walls. So if you cannot communicate that to me, and for me to be able to adjust myself according to that, then you can turn around and say, I don't love you. Or you don't feel loved. This is what I'm saying. Regardless of how much stuff I do, if you just turn around, if you say, right, you know, this is what I need, or I don't get this and that, and I don't want to, then, you know, really, where's the love?
It's honesty. Be honest.
Yeah. You have to be able to be honest. And
so this moves us on nicely. I mean, it's like you're reading a script.
I did.
Thank you. Then I'll just leave you with the questions.
Sure.
So the difference is between you both.
How long is string?
Nah. What are you trying to say? Like,
the difference.
How far is the east from the west? I think we're very different.
You think you're very different?
Yeah, we are. We're very different, but
we're kind of very. Looking at you to say,
we're very similar at the same time. It's a. Yeah. Can you stop burning this side of my face with the your eyes? Now,
wait. You need to lick your lips there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. That's fine. That's why I'm trying to find the right time to say that.
But just say it.
Yeah.
What do you do if you want to?
Well, I'm going to cut you in a good bit. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, right. Yeah, cool.
So, the difference is, who's going first?
You go first.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.